Welcome back, everybody. Today, we're taking a deep dive into discernment.
Oh, discernment.
Yeah, and specifically how it connects to Jesus.
Okay.
We've got a bunch of Bible verses to guide us today.
Sounds good.
So, discernment. Like, what does that even mean, right?
Well, I think it's this ability to sort of sift through all the stuff out
The
there. Yeah,
noise.
the noise, and figure out what's actually true.
Right, like truth versus falsehood.
Yeah, exactly. And what's, right from wrong.
And the like even genuine versus deceptive, which is
Oh, that's a tricky one.
yeah.
Yeah, it's something we all struggle with.
Yeah, I mean, it's relevant for everyone, I
Oh,
think. Whether
absolutely.
you're, super religious or not.
Totally.
Just trying to like live in the world today.
It's a basic life skill.
Yeah. Okay, so
Looked it into it.
let's jump into the source material.
Where do we start?
Well,
Okay.
Matthew 7:1520,
Okay.
Jesus talks about false prophets, wolves in sheep's clothing, which is
That's pretty vivid.
pretty intense.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's a powerful metaphor.
What do you think makes that metaphor so powerful? Like for us, even today?
I think it really speaks to how deceptive things can be, right?
Yeah.
You can't always judge by appearances,
Right.
but Jesus gives us this clue, right?
Right.
You will recognize them by their fruits.
Right. So it's not enough to just like be suspicious of everyone.
Yeah.
He's saying like, here's how you can actually tell.
Look at the results.
Yeah.
Look at their
The
action.
consequences.
Yeah,
So,
exactly.
okay. So it's less about like judging what you see on the surface
Great.
and more about like really examining the results.
Yeah. What is this person's influence actually leading to?
Right.
That's the real test.
Is it leading to something good or is it harmful?
Yeah.
All right.
And you see this theme, this idea of looking past superficiality all over the Gospels.
Yeah, he's really challenging us to like dig deeper.
Oh yeah.
Don't be swayed by, smooth talk.
Don't be fooled by appearances.
Yeah.
Look for the substance.
Yeah, like in John
Yeah.
7:24,
Okay.
Jesus says, stop judging by mere appearances,
Yeah.
but instead judge correctly.
Judge correctly.
I feel like you can like hear his frustration in that.
Yeah.
Like almost.
Like he's a little exasperated.
Yeah, like come on people, don't be so easily fooled. Use your heads.
Totally, yeah. He wants us to be more discerning, right?
Yeah.
Not just reacting to what we see, but really trying to understand.
Right, seeking like genuine understanding.
Yeah.
And this idea of misjudging even with good intentions.
Oh, yeah.
Reminds me of that story about Peter in Matthew 16.
Speak.
Yeah, the one where he tries to like discourage Jesus from going to Jerusalem,
Oh,
like to
right.
face his fate.
Yeah, even though Peter loves Jesus
Loves him, yeah.
deeply.
He gets labeled as a stumbling block in that moment.
It's interesting, isn't it?
Yeah, why do you think that is?
Well, I think Peter's letting his fear get the better of him.
Okay.
He's worried about Jesus.
Human concern.
Exactly.
Yeah.
But he's missing the bigger picture.
God's plan.
God's plan.
Yeah.
And Jesus's responses, it's pretty harsh.
It did.
It
Yeah.
is. Get behind me, Satan.
You do not have in mind the concerns of God, but merely human concerns.
Oof.
It's a pretty stark reminder that sometimes our desires,
Even the good ones.
even the good ones,
Yeah.
can hinder us from seeing the truth.
Absolutely.
Have you ever felt like Peter?
Oh, all the time.
Really?
Yeah.
Like you're letting your emotions like block you from seeing what's important.
Oh, yeah, all the time.
So how do we avoid being those stumbling blocks?
Right.
How do we make sure we're in tune with the bigger picture, like you were saying?
Yeah, that's the big question,
The
right?
million-dollar question.
Yeah. And Jesus actually gives us another clue in Luke 12
Okay.
when he talks about people not recognizing the signs of the
The
times.
signs of the times, right.
It's like he's saying you can predict the weather, but you can't see the spiritual significance of what's unfolding right in front of you.
Wow. That's pretty powerful.
It
It
is.
really makes you think about your own life.
It does.
So we've got this warning against like superficial judgments,
Right.
right? And then this call to like see beyond our immediate desires
Right.
to align with a larger purpose
Yeah.
and then like to just drive home the point.
Yes.
There's that story in John 2
John 2, okay.
about people who claim to believe in Jesus
Oh, right.
after witnessing his miracles.
Yeah.
But He doesn't like buy it.
He's not convinced. He doesn't trust them.
Why not?
Because he can see into their hearts, you know?
Right. Their true motivation.
Their true motivation.
So even like outward displays of belief
mm-hmm.
don't necessarily equal genuine faith.
Not necessarily, no.
That's a really profound insight.
It is.
And it probably applies to like way more than just religion.
Oh, absolutely.
But how often are we fooled by outward appearances in like everyday life?
All the time.
Right.
Yeah.
It's like this theme of looking beneath the surface.
Yeah.
It's so, so central to discernment.
It is.
It really is. And this brings us to one of the most powerful and complex encounters in the Gospels.
Oh. Okay.
The Samaritan woman at the well.
Oh, yes, in John 4.
Or on 4.
Yes.
That one. So much in that story.
Layers.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But why do you think it's particularly relevant to our discussion on discernment?
I mean, first of all, you've got the blatant societal and religious barriers that Jesus crosses just by talking to her.
Right. A Samaritan woman.
Yeah.
Scandalous.
Oh, right.
At the
you know, breaking all kinds of norms.
Totally.
Yeah.
Like, he's intentionally making a point.
Oh, yeah.
Challenging the prejudices of his time.
Absolutely.
But it's even deeper than that.
It is.
In verses 16, 18.
Okay.
He reveals that he knows stuff about her past.
Mm-hmm.
Like her relationships.
Yeah.
And he's not just seeing her.
No.
Like physically seeing her.
Yeah.
He's seeing into her,
mm-hmm.
like recognizing her true self.
Yes.
Beyond those labels that society puts on her.
Exactly.
Right. It's like he's saying, I see you, all of you,
mm-hmm.
and I still choose to connect with you.
Powerful.
It's so powerful.
Yeah.
So he's not just like shattering social norm.
Right.
He's demonstrating like a profound level of discernment.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
True discernment is not about... you know, judgment.
Okay.
It's about understanding.
Compassion.
Seeing potential.
Right.
Transformation.
And that's so different from the way a lot of the, like, religious leaders of his time
yeah.
were operating.
Totally different.
The Pharisees. Right.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
so focused on outward conformity.
Mm-hmm.
Like, upholding the letter of the law.
The letter of the law, yeah.
But not really interested in the spirit behind it.
Right.
The deeper truth.
The deeper truth.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And that brings us to another powerful example.
Huh. Okay.
The story of the woman caught in adultery in John 8.
Oh, yeah.
Like, this encounter shows us how Jesus uses his discernment
mm-hmm.
to navigate, like, a really morally complex...
That's a tough one.
...and emotionally charged situation.
Oh, yeah.
The Pharisees are ready to stone her.
Right.
And Jesus just throws them this curveball.
I love this part.
Let any one of you who is without sin be the first to throw a stone at her.
Oh.
You can just like feel the tension.
Oh, yeah.
In that moment.
Totally.
What a display of wisdom.
It is.
He doesn't condone her action.
Right.
But he also doesn't condemn her outright.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
He's challenging the hypocrisy.
Yes.
Of those who are so quick to judge.
Yes.
But at the same time, he's also extending grace
yeah.
to her.
It's beautiful.
And then he tells her, neither do I condemn you.
Right.
Go now and leave your life of sin.
Yeah.
What a powerful message of forgiveness.
It is.
And a call to change.
A call to change.
So through his discernment, he sees the whole situation.
The whole picture.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He recognizes, you know, both her sin.
Right.
And her potential for redemption.
Yes.
This is... like a masterclass in compassionate judgment.
It is.
So it's not just about seeing things clearly.
No.
It's about responding with wisdom.
And grace.
And grace.
Yeah.
And this leads us to this really intriguing verse in Hebrews.
Mm.
I think it sheds light on the very nature of discernment.
Okay, I'm curious.
It's Hebrews 4.12. And it describes the word of God as a double-edged sword.
Wow, double-edged sword.
Yeah.
Powerful image.
It is, right.
Yeah.
It speaks to that discerning power of God's word,
mm-hmm.
its ability to like cut through
yeah.
deception and reveal truth.
Just get to the heart of things.
Right. And, yeah. and you know, Jesus is often described as the embodiment of God's word.
He is.
So it suggests that he possessed this same like penetrating insight.
Right. So he could see through the facade.
Yeah. The masks we wear.
To the real person underneath.
To the heart of who we are.
Yeah.
That's pretty incredible.
It is incredible.
A little intimidating maybe.
A little bit. Yeah.
Are we all called to have that that level of insight into others?
That's a great question.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a question a lot of people ask, right?
Yeah, like be more discerning. Okay.
Right.
But like, how?
Exactly. Where do you even start?
Yeah, it's kind of like saying be healthier.
Right.
Great advice,
Yeah.
but what do I actually do?
Yeah. What are the concrete steps?
Right.
Well, I think one of the things we see from Jesus is that discernment isn't just a mental thing.
Okay.
It's not just about having the right info.
So it's more than just a skill.
Yeah, it's like a way of being.
Okay.
It's about how you see the world, how you listen, and ultimately how you respond.
Okay.
And that's where spiritual practice comes in.
Okay. So we're talking about more than just like reading scriptures or going to church.
Yeah, it's about engaging in practices that help you cultivate the qualities that are essential for discernment.
Like what?
What, like prayer, meditation, quiet reflection,
Okay.
things that help you connect with that deeper part of yourself.
Because we see Jesus doing this,
So,
right?
absolutely.
Like he would withdraw from the
Yeah,
crowds
to pray, to be alone.
to be alone. Yeah. He needed that time to like reconnect.
Yeah, to ground himself.
Yeah, with his inner compass.
Exactly. Those moments of solitude, they were vital for him.
Yeah, and they're crucial for us too.
So you're saying, like, in that quiet,
Yeah.
you can tune out the noise of the world.
All the information, the opinions,
Yeah.
and connect with that inner wisdom.
Which, let's be honest, can be tough to hear
Oh
sometimes.
yeah. It's
Yeah.
easy to get caught up in the busyness of life,
Yeah.
lose touch with that inner voice.
Right, but the more you practice those disciplines, the
Yeah.
more attuned you become.
Absolutely.
Okay, so inner practices, got it.
Inner practices, but there's also a vital external component too.
Oh, okay.
Community.
Community.
Oh, yeah.
Really? How does that play into discernment?
Well, discernment isn't just about individual insight.
Okay.
It's also about seeing things from multiple perspectives,
Okay.
getting outside of your own limited viewpoint.
Right.
And that's where a trusted community comes in.
You're saying, like, surround yourself with people who challenge you.
Yeah, people who offer different viewpoints.
Okay. Yeah. Engaging in meaningful dialogue helps you see things in new ways, broadens your
Iron
understanding.
sharpens iron. Yeah.
Yes. We need those people who can speak truth to us,
Yeah.
lovingly, of course, but help us see what we might be missing.
Yeah, because remember Peter,
Oh, yeah.
his well-intentioned but misguided advice. We all have those moments where our judgment gets clouded.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
We need each other.
Okay, so we've got the inner practices,
Right.
like the stillness, reflection to connect with that inner wisdom.
Yeah.
And then we have the outer practice of like open, honest dialogue
Right.
to challenge our perspectives.
Yeah, and there's one more piece.
Okay.
We talked about it earlier, paying attention to the fruits.
The fruits.
Yeah, as Jesus called them.
Right. So it's not enough to just listen to what people say.
No, you got to look at their track record,
Right.
the impact of their words and actions. Do
Yeah.
they match up?
Right.
And this applies not just to individuals, but to ideas, movements, even entire systems.
Oh, okay. So, like, if someone's promoting a certain ideology,
Right. You need
right?
to ask, what are the fruits of that ideology?
Right. Like, what happens when you put those ideas into practice?
Exactly. Sometimes ideas that sound great in theory can have disastrous results in reality.
Yeah.
Discernment involves recognizing those potential consequences.
So you're evaluating things not just based on like intentions,
Right.
but on their actual impact on the world.
Exactly.
Okay, so that requires you to be informed,
Yeah.
like pay attention to what's happening.
Engage in critical thinking
Yeah.
and be brave enough to ask the tough questions.
Right, and to be willing to challenge your own assumptions.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
Because discernment isn't about blindly accepting anything.
Right.
It's about that active pursuit of truth,
Even when it's uncomfortable.
especially when it's uncomfortable,
Yeah.
even when it challenges your preconceived notions.
Right. So ultimately,
Yeah.
it's about like aligning yourself with what is good, true, and life-giving.
Exactly. And trying to live in a way that reflects those values.
That's quite a journey, isn't it?
It is a journey.
This ongoing process of seeking and questioning and refining.
Yeah, but it's a journey we're all invited to embark on.
Regardless of your background or your beliefs.
Absolutely.
Because in a world as complex as ours,
Yeah.
discernment is essential.
It really is.
Like, for navigating all the choices.
All the choices, yeah.
We have to make.
Yeah.
Leading to, like, a greater sense of well-being.
For ourselves and for others.
Right.
Yeah.
So just to recap.
Yeah.
We've talked about cultivating inner awareness through spiritual disciplines.
Right.
Engaging in meaningful dialogue within a trusted community.
Yeah.
And paying attention to the fruits of our choices.
The fruits, yeah.
And the choices of others.
Yeah.
It's like integrating all of these things into a way of life.
It is.
But how do you know if you're getting better at it?
That's a great question.
Are there signs to look for?
That's a question that we're going to delve into in the final part of our deep dive.
Okay. So we've talked about all these practices, right?
Yeah.
For cultivating discernment,
right.
Spending time in reflection, mm-hmm. engaging with your community, paying attention to the consequences of choices, like the ripple effects.
Mm-hmm.
But how do you know if you're actually getting better at it?
Yeah.
Is there some kind of like inner discernment meter we can check?
That's a great question.
Yeah.
And I don't think there's like a one size fits all answer.
Okay.
You can't just download an app
right.
that tells you your discernment score.
Right.
But I think there are some subtle yet powerful signs.
Okay.
You might notice along the way.
Okay. I'm all ears.
Okay.
What kind of signs should we be looking for?
Well, one of the most telling signs in my experience is this growing sense of inner peace.
Inner peace.
Yeah.
Okay.
How does that connect to being more discerning? Well, when we're living in alignment with truth.
Mm-hmm.
When our choices are in harmony with our values,
yeah.
our sense of purpose,
uh-huh.
there's often this feeling of ease,
okay.
flow.
Yeah, like you're going with the flow.
Exactly, like you're swimming with the current instead of against it.
Yeah, it's like that feeling of knowing you're on the right path,
yeah.
even if you can't explain why.
Exactly. And on the flip side, you know when we're out of alignment,
yeah.
when we're making choices that go against our conscience, mm-hmm. our intuition,
mm-hmm.
we often feel this unease.
Right.
Like a nagging feeling.
Yeah.
That something's not quite right.
It's like that little voice saying, oh, are you sure about this?
Exactly. Exactly.
Yeah.
So paying attention to your emotional state.
Okay.
That inner barometer can be a really valuable guide.
So it's not just about thinking your way to discernment.
Yep.
It's about feeling your way there too.
Absolutely.
Tuning in to those emotional cues.
Yeah, those subtle cues.
Okay.
Another sign of growth is greater capacity for compassion.
Compassion.
Yeah.
Hmm. I would think like discernment would lead to being more critical.
Yeah.
More judgmental.
That's a common misconception.
Okay.
But it's actually the opposite.
Really?
Yeah, as we develop our discernment, we become more attuned to the complexities of life,
okay.
the nuances of human experience.
We start to see that there's more to the story.
Always.
Than meets the eye.
Always more to the story.
Right. And that understanding fosters empathy.
Mm-hmm.
Right. This willingness to hold space for others.
Yes.
Even when you disagree with them.
Even when you disagree, yeah. You start to see things from multiple perspectives.
Yeah.
And that opens your heart.
So it's not about building walls and separating yourself from others.
Yeah.
It's about connecting with them.
Connecting, yeah.
Recognizing that shared humanity.
Absolutely.
And that's reflected, like, mm-hmm. in how Jesus interacted with people.
Oh, yeah. He could see through the masks.
Right.
Discern the heart beneath the facade.
Yeah.
Yet he always responded with love, respect.
Yeah.
For the dignity of every person.
Powerful reminder that true discernment isn't about condemnation.
Right.
It's about understanding and connection.
Yeah. And as we grow in compassion, we also tend to become more discerning in our choices.
Oh, interesting. How so?
Because compassion connects us to the consequences of our actions.
Okay.
We start to see how our choices impact others.
Right.
Not just ourselves.
The ripple effect.
Exactly. The ripple effects.
Right.
And that awareness helps us make decisions that are aligned with our values.
Yeah.
Our desire for the well-being of all.
It's like a beautiful upward spiral.
It is.
Compassion leads to better discernment, and better discernment leads to even greater compassion. I love that image.
Yeah.
Speaking of shifts, like as we continue to refine our discernment.
Yeah.
Might we also see changes in our priorities?
Oh, yeah.
In what we value.
Absolutely. You might find yourself less concerned with superficial matters.
Like what?
Like status, possessions, external validation.
Okay.
And more drawn to what truly matters.
What's that?
Authenticity, connection, purpose.
It's like your inner compass becomes more finely tuned.
It does.
Guiding you toward what's essential.
Yeah.
What nourishes your soul.
Exactly. And you become less susceptible to those distractions,
yeah.
deceptions that can lead you astray. You become more discerning in how you spend your time.
Yeah.
Your energy, your resources, you invest in what aligns with your deepest values.
Powerful shift.
It is.
So inner peace, greater compassion, a realignment of priorities, anything else? Any other signs?
One more I would highlight is a growing sense of humility.
Humility.
Yeah.
That seems counterintuitive.
It does.
I would think becoming more discerning would make you more confident.
Yeah.
More certain of your own judgment.
It might seem that way.
Yeah.
But actually, as you develop discernment,
yeah,
you become more aware of your own limitations.
Okay.
Your own blind spots.
Right.
You realize you don't have all the answers.
Uh-huh.
That your perspective is just one among many.
You start to see the bigger picture.
Yes.
Your place in it.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And that awareness fosters humility.
Okay.
A willingness to learn from others, to admit when you're wrong,
yeah.
to change your mind when presented with new information.
So it's not about becoming like arrogant or self-righteous.
No, not at all.
It's recognizing that we're all on this journey together.
We are.
Learning and growth.
We need each other.
Right.
To navigate the complexities of life.
We do.
So, if you find yourself becoming more humble,
okay,
more open to learning from others, that's a great sign that you're on the right track.
That's encouraging. It is encouraging.
So as we wrap up this deep dive into Jesus and discernment,
yeah,
it seems like the key takeaway is that it's not just a gift.
Right.
It's a practice.
It's a practice.
And the more we practice it,
yeah,
the more it becomes like a part of who we are, guiding us toward a life of greater purpose, meaning, and love.
Absolutely.
Well, thank you for joining us on this deep dive.
My pleasure.
I hope it's sparked some reflection.
Yeah.
Maybe even inspired you to take a closer look at how you're exercising discernment in your own life.
I hope so.
Thanks again for being here.
It's been a pleasure.
It's been great exploring this topic with you.
Likewise.
And remember, every step we take towards greater awareness, compassion, and humility brings us closer to that truth that sets us free.
Absolutely.
Until next time, keep seeking.
Keep questioning.
And keep discerning the truth that sets you free.